the non-news conference. Why everybody already knows what the Federal Reserve is going to say.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in New York, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith, in for Steve Chiatakis. In just a couple hours, Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke will hold a news conference on the Fed's plans for the economy. This kind of news conference is a first for the Fed. Not that much new news is expected out of it. Most economists and financial firms already seem to know what Bernanke's going to say. Marketplace's Eve Tro explains why.
Each quarterly written statement from the Fed is only a few words different than the last one. But economists like Rob Carnell with ING know what words to listen for and predict the market based on tiny changes.
You know, it's one adjective gets slightly upgraded or downgraded, and that's as much as you've got to go on. So you have to be quite master of the English language as well.
Carnell says the Fed knows bankers are listening. The last thing Ben Bernanke wants to do today, in his first press conference as Fed chairman, is shock the markets. Guy Labaugh with Janney Montgomery Scott says the event only gives the Fed and Bernanke the appearance of transparency.
We'll hear a lot of it depends, and if this, then that. However, we're not going to get a good idea of what the Fed is outright going to do.
But investors will look for signs nonetheless, a raised syllable or hand gesture, even the length of his beard. I'm Eve Tro for Marketplace.
Usually a big announcement like Bernanke's has Wall Street all over the place, and that's pretty much what we're seeing today. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 0.1%, 16 points to 12,611. The Nasdaq basically flat at 2847. The S&P 500 off a bit, down 0.1% to 1346. MySpace is up for sale. News Corp is expected to take bids on the social networking site later this week. It's being valued at around $100 million. News Corp CEO Rupert Murdoch shelled out nearly $600 million for it back in 2005. Starbucks will report earnings a little later today. The coffee giant is expected to do well, in part because of price hikes on its coffee drinks. And yes, I've noticed. But it's not just macchiatos and Americanos bringing up the bottom line for Starbucks. It's the food. Starbucks and Subway now rank just behind McDonald's as the biggest chain restaurants in the country. Darren Tristano is with food industry analysis group Technomic. He helped compile the list. Good morning, Darren.
Good morning.
So Starbucks appears to be gaining on McDonald's, but I mean, are they really on the same level?
They're definitely gaining momentum. A big part of this has to do with two things. First, the healthy perception consumers have of different products they see, like at Subway and Starbucks, which gives them the perception that it's better for you. The other is that the coffee has really driven not only Starbucks, but now Subway because of their breakfast offerings. Premium coffee specifically resonates with younger consumers, and brands like Starbucks have become a symbol of status.
Now, Burger King and Wendy's rounded out the top three for what seems like forever. Can they get back in the top three?
Burger King and Wendy's have run into some struggles. Part of the issue with them is they've gone through some ownership changes. They've been public companies, which has been difficult as well. And as a result, they've found it harder to compete with the McDonald's of the world, as well as what we're seeing in the better burger segment with fast casual giants like Five Guys Burgers and Fries really coming up the ranks and kind of chomping at their heels in terms of the burger market and what they're able to offer.
So Frosty's out, Frappuccino's in.
I think so. Burger King is struggling to compete with McDonald's and losing share to chains like Subway's and Starbucks. So it's really becoming a shift in share from McDonald's and Wendy's and Burger King toward these chains. But McDonald's is definitely the clear winner of these five.
Darren Tristano with Technomic. Darren, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Big Brother is not watching you. Apple now says its iPhone does not track user locations and that the data files researchers found and published last week were really just lists of cell phone towers and Wi-Fi hotspots the phone uses to operate efficiently. Apple says a software bug caused the phones to keep that data longer than they're supposed to. So maybe Big Brother is accidentally watching you.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Allianz, insuring more than 75 million customers worldwide and providing retirement solutions through its affiliated companies in the U.S., AllianzUSA.com. By Manta.com, providing an online destination for small businesses to be found and to find new customers. More online at Manta.com. And by LendingTree, providing up to 4 loan offers from a network of lenders. Learn more at LendingTree.com or 1-800-555-8733.
You could call it Grand Theft Data. The online gaming network tied to Sony's PlayStation game system has been shut down for nearly a week. The company just confirmed the network had been hacked and the data of 77 million users compromised. Here to talk about this with us is Roger Kay, CEO of Endpoint Technologies. Roger, good morning.
Good morning, Stacey. How are you?
Good, thank you. So we've had several data breaches like this recently. What does this kind of data compromise mean for consumers?
When a hacker gets into a network like this, they can do a number of things, but probably one of the worst is that they can filch personal data from the users. And in this case, there are 77 million users of the PlayStation network.
And credit card data is one of the things that might have been compromised, right?
Right. They're saying that it's a possibility, and so they're warning their users.
Now, PlayStation is a huge moneymaker for Sony. It's not only taken a PR hit from this news, but it's also been offline for a week. How serious is this for the company?
Well, it's serious on two levels. In the sense that the network is unavailable for players, that's mostly annoying the younger users who actually don't care that much about personal data. They say, oh, it's out there anyway. Just give us back our network. And on the other level, it's a larger issue because it shows that cloud services like this actually can be compromised, and users who are just getting used to putting their stuff online are now facing the idea that perhaps it's not safe and maybe they shouldn't do so.
Will Sony recover from this, do you think?
Oh, they certainly will recover, but it tarnishes their image, at least in the short term.
Roger Kay with Endpoint Technologies. Roger, thank you so much.
Thank you, Stacey.
And finally, it seems no one is exempt from state budget cuts. Even aliens are getting the axe. The famed SETI Institute in California, which scans the skies for alien life, has been shut down by budget cuts. SETI will need about $5 million to go back to keeping tabs on those billions and billions of stars. In New York, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith, and this is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.
Spy software, data hacking, facial recognition programs, that all used to be pretty complicated and expensive technology.
If you look historically, you know, visual analysis, facial recognition has been kind of a supercomputer function that's only done on servers.
Oh, that was then. This is now. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Spying? Yeah, there's an app for that. It's next time on Marketplace from APM, American Public Media.